there, retailers. This is Wendy Batten. I'm your host for the Creative Shop Talk podcast. Today, we are at episode number 33. I can't even believe it. So 33 episodes of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. Thank you. Thank you, my friends, for listening. So grateful for you. Today, we're going to be jumping in and talking about something that you can do in your retail business, a CEO date. I get asked about this regularly. I'm going to walk you through everything that we do in a CEO date and why it really matters. So get ready. Let's go. Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Today, we're going to talk about being a CEO and what does that even mean with your business? And I'm not talking about the Tesla driving CEO. I'm talking about a creative CEO taking control of our business. We talked about it kind of back over in episode, way back in episode number 2, but let's jump in. I'm going to share with you what a CEO date is, how you can work on your business, not in it, but on it, and make that shift, and why it matters, and how it can really help you narrow down and get the success that you want. So I'm going to walk you through an entire CEO date. But before we do that, wanted to share a couple of things. So the first thing is we have a free 3-part training series coming up. I'm so excited. It's coming up on October 23rd to 25th. This is completely free training series that's going to be about 15 minutes a day, and it's yours. It's going to be all about increasing our profits in our stores without more marketing, without a whole lot of, you know, just learning how to work with the products we have, the services we have now, and how we can increase our sales with the foot traffic we are going to be expecting for this holiday season. It's something that retailers have been asking me for a lot. They normally love my challenges, are very popular. We've had several challenges. So this 3-part training series is completely free, and you can find the link in the podcast notes or on my website at wendybatten.com, and we will make sure that you're registered for that awesome 3 days. We already have it all outlined. We have it all ready. My team and I are so excited. Again, it's October 23rd to 25th. Yes, there will be replays. You do not have to join me live for those days, and they're going to be short and quick. So I hope you'll join us. We love doing these free series, my team and I. So it's so much fun. And this is going to be, I promise, my promise for this one is you're going to increase your profits if you do the small shifts that we're going to share during this training series, this challenge, I guess, if we want to call it that. So that's that. And I'm really excited about it. And I hope you'll join us on October 23rd to 25th. The other thing I wanted to mention is the Inner Circle. I've been asked several times from many of you. Our Inner Circle is going to be opening on October 25th as well. So surprise, surprise, we're doing the free training first, and then we're going to invite you to join our Inner Circle. We get asked so many times a week on when is the Inner Circle going to be open again? And our Inner Circle will be open on the 25th, and we'll talk about that a little bit more in future episodes. Okay, my friends, you are interested in becoming the CEO or leveling up and understanding what a CEO date is. So I'm going to be sharing with you my checklist and what I do and what my retailers do inside a CEO date. I schedule mine every Monday morning. It is a non-negotiable. I have been doing it 4 years. Shout out to my coach, Rachel Cook, who started me doing this, I don't even know, many, many years ago. I've been doing it and I'm refining it and I'm changing it and I'm better and better at it. Right now for me, it is a non-negotiable. I see inside my Inner Circle, because we talk about it inside the Inner Circle a lot. I highly encourage CEO dates. And again, you can do yours whenever you want. I choose to do mine Monday morning. Sometimes I do mine Sunday evenings, but generally it's Monday mornings. And I set aside a minimum of 1 hour to do my CEO date. So the purpose of a CEO date is to get super clear on moving the needle forward in my business. It's not a to-do list. It is a to-do list, but it's not a task list. This is actually where I look and I gauge what's happening in my business. So the retailers that I see doing CEO dates consistently are moving the needle consistently. And what does that mean? It means that they are reaching the goals that they want, the revenue goals, the lifestyle goals, they're getting paychecks, they're changing their business. It doesn't happen in a week. It doesn't happen in 2 weeks. You have to stay consistent with it. But I'm telling you, the retailers that consistently do this without a shadow of a doubt, like I could name 10 retailers just right now. I could blurb out their names and tell you that they would admit, like, it is the CEO day that makes a difference. Understanding your metrics, understanding what's important in your business, this is where the needle moves. So one of the first things, and this is going to be a little bit long, but I promise it is worthwhile, so stick around. So the first thing we do is marketing. I sit down and I think about my 5-part marketing strategy that we have for creative shop owners. Again, we go deeper inside the inner circle with these, but really what they are is the first one, what are you doing to attract new people to your store this week? What are we doing to engage and nurture our customers? What products and services are we focused on selling? We fill out a promotional calendar this week. Make sure that that's in place. What are the wow strategies or the extra strategies that we're doing this week to keep our customers happy? So these are the sort of marketing cogs, I guess, if you want to say, the 5 places that we really work on are marketing strategies. And those, like, they can be sort of similar every week. They don't have to be new and, you know, they don't have to be brand new. It might be, okay, we're doing Facebook ads and we're sending out an email and we're doing, you know, we're going to make sure we're addressing all of these areas: attract, engage, nurture, serving, selling, and wowing. These are the strategies, are the pieces of the marketing puzzle that we, again, inside my inner circle, we go deep into this. We have an entire training on how to do these, but you can just ask yourself those simple questions and you'll be, that'll have your marketing wheels going this week. So the next question, or the next part of our CEO date, is we ask, I have a list of what leading metrics will we track this week? So a leading metrics sounds fancy, right? But really all it is numbers. It's looking at the data, right? So data is important. If you're not looking at your data, you're not going to grow your business. We can't grow what we don't measure. So a leading metrics, or the leading data, is looking at things like our email, our social media, our Facebook ad performance, marking those down, registering them, seeing what's going on with those numbers. A lagging metric, that's the next thing we track, are things that have already happened. So our leading metrics, just for clarification, a leading metric is something that's helping us, like if we have more people on our email list this week, or we have more foot traffic and we're growing our social, we're growing those things, we're growing on the right track. We know that we can attract those people, right? We can, you know, get their attention. A lagging metric is things that already happened. Think of it that way. It's lagging. It's lagging data, but it's still super important to track. So what was our revenue last week? How many workshops did we sell last week? How many customers came through the door last week? What was our UPT last week? What's our average sale per customer? What's selling? We look at our data, our POS systems, we pull the reports. This will help us see what's already happening. Like this has already happened. So we know now, okay, these things happen, and we can look for trends. We can pivot. We can make the adjustments as we need to by looking at that data. And again, your leading metrics will help you move forward through that. So keeping track of all this, it might sound like a lot, but honestly, once you make your first sort of CEO date and you start putting down numbers and you do this weekly, it just becomes easy and quick. All of these things I've just read so far, these things all take me, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes to do at the very most, because you get into a habit of it, right? So the next thing that we talk about on the CEO date, or we have on our CEO date, is what are our revenue goals this week? So I also recommend that we break this down per revenue stream. So how many custom pieces are you doing this week? How many, what if you're in a service industry, you know, if you have service industries as part of your revenue streams, you know, how many in-home consultations did you do? Break it down by revenue stream, your goals that you want this week. And that helps you, again, back with your marketing. The next thing we do is our top 3 goals for the week. Keeping in mind, Our goals are not tasks. So this seems to be a big thing for some retailers to kind of wrap their head around. What are my top three needle mover things this week? It might be something that's up in my attract and nurture, engage in my marketing, but it's probably not unloading the boxes and putting them on the shelves. That's a task. It's not cleaning the studio. You know, it's not making sure the schedule's done this week. Those are tasks that are repeatable and you have to do. The goals, your top three goals for the week should be needle movers. So maybe it is hiring a new person. Maybe it is investigating a new brand or bringing in a new brand, or maybe it's interviewing, or maybe it's something that's a needle mover in your business. Maybe it's getting the e-commerce site, and not, these aren't giant projects either. It's like, what is doable this week? So maybe it is, you know, cleaning up our about page so we can, you know, add an e-commerce site, or, you know, whatever we're working on. There's different needle movers in our business every week. I'm sure you can think of them right now. When you look at your, so it's not a task. It needs to be a goal for the week. So something that's, and it might even be something that has to be broken down into several tasks, but it is something that we want to do. So what I like to ask myself when I decide on my top three needle movers, is this going to be revenue generating or profit making for me? That's what I ask myself when I'm working on my big goals for the week. So I hope that makes sense. All right. Our next question on our CEO date checklist is, what self-care will you practice this week? This is important. I probably should have this as number one on the list, because we as entrepreneurs have a tendency not to take care of ourselves. Hands up if you're listening and your self-care is like the last thing on your list and you're rolling your eyes even right now that I have this on the list. It is really hard for me. This is truth between you and me, you know, it's really hard for me to find time or to acknowledge or to think about what am I going to do for self-care. This is probably harder for me than some of the other ones, but I have to make myself sit down and say, okay, what am I going to do this week? So I've been really good lately. Personally, this is what I've been doing. I've been trying to get outside every day a little bit. So that's my self-care. And I track that, and I'm going to drink water and, you know, whatever else it might be. And I try to take a day off for sure sometime over the weekend. So this is, you know, what I do. So my retailers I've seen do all kinds of different things. There's all kinds of different things for self-care. And self-care, by the way, my friends, does not mean you have to have a day at the spa. If that's your self-care thing, that's awesome. But, you know, self-care could just be painting something for joy or cleaning your house, because that's a self-care thing for me. I love nesting and cleaning my own house, not when I have to, but when I want to, you know what I mean? So that's a self-care for me. So so do whatever gives you joy and gives you self-care. The next thing on our list is kind of a strange question. And I get asked a lot about what does this even mean? But it's, how do you need to show up this week for your business? So this one used to always throw me for a loop, and I've walked through this with a lot of my retailer clients. How do we need to show up? So we have to make a decision. And again, if we're tired, if we're cranky, if we're stressed, if we're rushed, if we're like not into it, if we are just wanting something else, or, you know, we need to make decision. We need to know how we're going to show up this week. So this is here to remind us that we need to show up all in and with intention and, you know, integrity and intention, or however it is that you're showing up for your business. How do you need to show up this week? And some weeks we have to show up differently than other weeks. There's some weeks we might have to be a little bit more bossy. You know what I mean? Like that CEO hat has to be on. This is the week I need to show up and I need to make those business decisions. I need to be the CEO this week. I had a call last week with a client who had to make a couple of difficult decisions and phone calls and conversations with some of her vendors and some of her staff. And it was all piling up. So for her, how she needed to show up that week was with a confidence and her CEO hat firmly on. And, you know, that's how she had to present herself. She had to show up in that way. So this is just a reminder that you have to show up for your business for whatever your business needs this week. The next question is, What do you need help with or support with this week, and who can help you with it? So this is also a weird question sometimes for me and sometimes for my retailers, but I really want, again, to pull the covers back on this one, and I want you to think about it. Where do you need help this week? Maybe it's from your spouse or your partner. Maybe it's from your coach. Maybe it's from, you know, the community. I've seen people reach into our inner circle community. They're like, guys, I need help with this. You know, we are not meant to do this alone. We are not meant to do this alone. So ask for the help where you need it. This is important. And there's lots of people trying to do it alone. There's nobody successfully doing it alone. So make sure that you identify where you need help. And it could be something as simple as, you know, I don't know how to do an email. I don't know how to use MailChimp. So I need support. I got to find out how to use MailChimp. Okay, who can help me with that? And, you know, where can I go? So start brain dumping, like, what was on that goals list this week? Maybe go back up to your goals, like, and who can help you with that? Maybe it's just a question of, hey, inner circle gang, or hey, community, what can I do about this? Or have you ever had that? Why are we trying to reinvent the wheel all the time? This is a whole other podcast, I know. We talk about this a lot, but we need to ask for support. And I am an advocate of making sure that you get the right support. Again, whether it's my inner circle or my mastermind group, or if I can help you in any way with coaching. But if it's not me, you know, there's other people, there's other support. Reach out, ask people. And again, maybe it's your housekeeper, or maybe it's your babysitter, or maybe it's your sister-in-law can help you, you know, go pick up something for you, or the kids at school, or there's just lots of places that we can get support, whether it's home or business. And don't be afraid to ask for it. So identifying this at the beginning of the week, identifying this on your CEO date, help set the stage for you for a successful week. Can you see how this is all helping to move the needle forward? All right. Next thing on our checklist is updating our calendar for the week. So grab your planner pad or your whatever you're using for a calendar, and this is where you're going to plan everything out. And we have a whole podcast planned actually on talking about batching work and how to be more efficient with our time. And that will be coming up soon. But looking at your calendar, plotting in what you need to, including your self-care, don't forget that, and plotting what you need for the week, that's going to be super helpful. And this is when we do this during our CEO date. But you see, this has not been just sitting down, scheduling out our to-do list. This is all the needle mover things. Oh, and we're going to do the to-do list as well. So we're going to update our calendar for the week with any appointments and scheduling and all the things we need to do. The next thing is, this is kind of crazy. Again, I get a lot of like, huh? when I bring this up. The next thing is, what input or learning would you like to make time for this week? So what podcasts, what coaching, what books do you want to read? What articles do you want to read? I call this input. What's coming in? Like, what's coming into my brain? There are times that I am maybe in my goals, my top goals. I really want to learn a skill, or I really want to dig deep into something, or I really want to listen to the Creative Shop Talk podcast again, because Wendy's talking about CEO dates. So I want to make time for that. Shameless plug there, right? But I want to make time for certain things. So it can be as simple as, hey, I really want to catch up on, you know, so-and-so's podcast, or I really want to catch up on, you know, some articles or some creative things that I wanted to read. I've got this stack of books. So just make a note of when you are going to do that and what you want to learn this week. So for me, whatever is on my goals list is usually what I try to surround myself with input. So if I'm in the process of updating my website, let's say, and that's one of the things that, you know, I'm working on. So I'm going to spend time this week listening to some podcasts on, you know, the proper way on branding and, you know, branding my website or whatever it is, whatever is sort of high on your list of, I really want to do that. Have you ever like, I wish I just had time for that podcast. So start marking down, and it'll help you remember what it is that you want to make time for. So, and then I like to sort of pen out when I can do that. So for me, this sounds crazy, but for me, I listen to podcasts every morning when I'm walking and every morning while I'm getting ready for work. So those are my podcast listening times, or course listening, or all that kind of thing, whenever I have anything to do. And everybody has a different time for that. So that's the checklist. And then there's room on the checklist I've left for other things. I have other, like retailers have other things sometimes that they want to add to their checklist. So your CEO date checklist is going to ebb and flow. It's going to change over time. There's going to be things that you're going to add and you're going to take away. This is sort of the skeleton. This is what I did. I did for years. I have done these questions. I've pulled them apart and done these for years, probably since 2014 or 15. And again, it's a learned thing. You'll get good at it. You'll probably stop doing it for a while, then you'll come back to it. You know, it'll, but try to be consistent and pick a date and a time that works for you and make it a non-negotiable. The last thing I want to mention about the CEO date checklist is at the end of the week. So whether that's Friday or Sunday for you, maybe I like to do it on Sundays because I pull my week all the way through, although I probably should try to do it Friday, but anyway, I do it on Sunday nights. At the end of the week, I call it a CEO debrief. And again, shout out to Rachel Cook, who encouraged me to do this as well too. It's a CEO debrief. Here's what I do at the end of the week. My top three wins for the week. I'm going to be honest. Sometimes it's hard to pull out three wins. But you know what? There's always wins. So I make sure I go back and I pull out three cool things. Some weeks I could write 50. Some weeks it's like, ugh, you know what I mean? Right? So pulling out three wins for the week helps your brain think about the awesome things that happened this week. The next thing is, did you get your top three goals accomplished and review the outcome? So for that, I look at my goals and I'm like, why didn't I get that done? Sometimes I have to be honest with myself and I avoided something all week. Has that ever happened to you? I avoided something if it was hard or I didn't want to do it or I didn't make time for it. So this is a really good time for me to be honest with myself and why didn't I do it? Now, sometimes it's like, you know what? Because my website crashed or we had a hurricane, which happened to us this week. We didn't get hit with the hurricane, but we lost 3 days prepping and getting ready for and losing power for a day. So those things happen. So that's fine. But a lot of times it's me and I have to dig deep and understand why I didn't get those done. The next question is, what's currently working in your business? I love this question, my friends. What's currently working in your business? Because we're going to do more of that, right? We're going to just keep doing more of that. There's a big secret that I teach a lot of my retail clients. What's currently working? Let's do more of that. So that's one question. The next question is, what's not working in your business? What's not working in your business? This is a really good question as well. This makes me cry sometimes when I really have to write it down and think about it and what feels heavy, what's crappy, what is not working. And identifying these things at the end of the week is a really big shift in your business. Next one is, what are you excited about for next week? This is a favorite thing of mine. I love to think ahead for the week and what I'm most excited about. The next question is, where did you fail to show up last week? Remember when we talked about how we had to show up? This one kind of goes with me for the, you know, did I accomplish my goals? Sometimes they kind of, you know, talk to each other. I didn't show up, so I didn't get those hard conversations happening, or I didn't show up. I didn't do this because I didn't. So it's good to identify these things with yourself, right? It's really, really good to identify all of these things, walk yourself through. This does not take me more than an hour. A lot of my retailers schedule an hour to an hour and a half for their CEO checklist. The first time is hard. The first time is long. You don't really know what you're looking for. But once you get in a groove and once you get going, answer the best you can. It's like anything. It's like any business skill that we're learning. It's like anything. Like, we have to just grow, start where we are, try it, maybe fail at it, come back to it, maybe fail, maybe be kind of okay at it, but keep doing these CEO date checklists. I really, really want to encourage you to jump into my free group, my Rockstar Creative group. We'll be talking about the CEO checklist over there. And I so want to let you know, again, the retailer's inner circle is opening. And we go deep into a lot of these things, like the entire marketing strategy. We go really deep into that. We talk about, you know, we have a 5-part marketing series that we share, and we talk about the attract and the engage and the nurture, and, you know, how we track the UPTs and the units per transaction. It sounds like a lot, but we totally simplify it for you. It's conversation inside our group, and it's just easy peasy. So I want to encourage you to join my free 3-part training series if you are available. This is October 23rd to 25th. If you're listening to this in replay, the series won't be available, but you can jump on the wait list for the Inner Circle as well. The doors will be opening October 25th for the Inner Circle. And we do open a few times a year to take new members in. But these are the things we talk about inside the Inner Circle. We talk about being the CEO, putting that CEO hat on, being confident, showing up for our business, tracking our metrics, you know, and this is what working on your business is, not just working in it. Working in it is that hustle and grind and day-to-day worry and all the things. Working on your business is sitting down quietly for an hour, doing this work, this deep work, and understanding what you need to do for these things, you know, and understanding what metrics matter. And really, data does matter, and it doesn't have to be complicated. Honestly, I promise you, it's not complicated. Once you know what you're looking for, you can just start tracking, and it makes it so much easier. So thank you, my friends, for listening. I know this was a little bit longer episode than we normally do, but I really feel that it's important. I wanted to bring this to you. I wanted to share the CEO date checklist with you. It is available on the podcast show notes. You can find those at wendybatten.com/podcast. You'll be able to find the show notes with the checklist. It'll be downloadable. You can print it off. It's not fancy. It's literally a couple of sheets of paper. You're just going to check those off. And I would be so grateful if you would let me know if you found this episode helpful. Leave us a review. It really means the world to me. Or send me a message. You can reach me through my website at wendybatten.com. I truly, truly, truly want to know and make your life better as a creative shop owner. So thanks for listening. I hope to see you at the free training on October 23rd to 25th. 3 days, simple, simple, simple. You can register for that on my website as well too. And I hope you'll consider joining us inside the Retailer's Inner Circle. It is my sweet spot. I love hanging out in there with our retailers. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you next episode. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.